A backlog in court cases that started during the pandemic continues to pile up because defendants are not being brought from jail to court. KYW's Antoinette Lee tells us stakeholders, including lawyers and judges, are frustrated, as are the defendants waiting for months in jail for a preliminary hearing.
Tom Innes is a director of prison advocacy for the Defenders Association. Their goal is to ensure that defendants get their constitutional right to a speedy trial. He says lately that hasn't been the case for thousands of inmates awaiting court hearings.
Since December 1st, there have been a total of 2,230 people who were not brought down, even though there was a court order to bring them to court.
He says if an inmate on a cell block tests positive for COVID-19, the whole unit is quarantined. They have clients that have been waiting months for a preliminary hearing.
Victims of crimes, they're not getting their first chance to see and to hear what's going on.
A spokesperson from the Department of Prisons said in part that they can rapid test people scheduled for court, but the Sheriff's Department is responsible for their transportation and admission. Antoinette Lee, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And the Sheriff's Office has responded to our inquiries, saying it's working diligently to transport prisoners to court, but it says there are limitations due to the pandemic.